Manifest Fellowship Northern Ireland and Apostle Grace Lubega invite you to the Revival Conference 2025.
The Lord God of your Lord and Savior may grant unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ, that the eyes of your understanding will be flooded with light.
Sunday the 21st and Monday the 22nd of September from 7 p.m. at the Killyhevlin Hotel, Enniskillen. Entry is free. Follow on socials at Manifest Northern Ireland.
The Leadership File on Premier.
Welcome to The Leadership File, conversations that aim to change the way you lead. I'm Andy Peck. If you're out at work, chances are you spend an average of 37 hours each week on your work. Some would add a commute, maybe an hour each way, which amounts to a lot of time on daily employment. For many Christians, there's not a great deal of connection between this time and their faith in Christ. They might pray that they do a good job, but many reserve their, quote, ministry time to time spent in church and other charitable activities. For many decades, the London Institute for Contemporary Christianity, LICC, have sought to educate the Christian church in seeing work as part of their life with God and a key place for witness to colleagues and those they engage with daily. They're launching a new resource to better equip people in their workplace. So we welcome Charles Hipsley, who's the director of the LICC Work Forum, and Ros Turner, who also works with LICC as the Transforming Work Product Champion. She's previously been on the show talking about Transform Work UK. So welcome, guys, to the Leadership File.
Hello.
Hi there.
Maybe we could start by outlining the situation in the UK church. Many Christians find the workplace a tough place to be a believer. It's tough enough to do the job without thinking about witness in the workplace. Listeners to this show will know that we've looked at the strategic challenge the UK church faces, with maybe 40% of the population having no meaningful contact with local church. So what are you focusing on that has... what we're focusing on has great strategic importance. So talk a little bit about your feelings about the workplace as we find it.
Okay, thanks, Andy. It's great to be back. At LICC, we totally agree with what you said, to be honest. Every day in the UK, around 2 million Christians go to work and engage with tens of millions of people in thousands of places and organisations. And generally, there is still this disengage, there's like a void between the sacred, which we class as our church activities, and the secular, which is often seen as our work or our non-church based activities. And here at LICC, we want to close that gap down, really.
It is an amazing opportunity, and we do need to support and envision people to be part of God's mission wherever he's placed them each day, and the workplace is a key element of that.
So has part of the problem been that church leaders have not spent time encouraging their congregation to see workplaces as what we might call a mission field?
Well, we can't expect churches through what they do when they gather together to reach the whole nation on their own. After all, people are only engaged in church activities for about 5% of their time. But if we can empower Christians to be missional the rest of their time as well, then we have a much better opportunity, because everybody has a front line, a place where they engage with the world as a follower of Jesus. And that could be at home, it could be at school, and of course, it could be in the workplace. Mm. So you know, we strongly support the church as one of the best places to encourage and equip people for these opportunities to make disciples for all of life. And actually, we've spent the last 10 years working with local churches who are keen to do this. So we can find out together, well, how can we do this well, and then share that with others.
Yeah, so it's not so much about doing mission, but being alert to the fact that because you are a Christian, because you guys out there listening to this show, because you are Christ followers, by being a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit living in you, which means you are naturally missional. You are a witness. You will bring good news, if you choose to, wherever your front line is, because you have Christ in you, who is the hope of glory. So if we break that down a little bit, what does that actually mean? So whether you're maybe a stay-at-home dad looking after your children, or perhaps you're a grandma in your 80s, or you know, you do admin work for a multi-corporate organisation in the city, you still come into contact with people who don't yet know Jesus and who you can begin to pray for and start to love missionally. So it's not about seeing people as a project, but to recognise who you are and the place where Father God has put you in your season of life at the time, you know, at the time that you're in at the moment, and then to make a difference there. That's why LICC, that's why we produce the material that we do. So you might have heard already about a course called Life on the Front Line. So that really is about helping people recognise that actually you do have a front line wherever you are. And I've got a lovely example, actually, of a grandma who thought, she couldn't get out of her house and she thought, I don't have a front line, I'm not at work or anything like that. And and when she started thinking about it, she realised that her granddaughter, who actually isn't a Christian, comes round for dinner on a Sunday. And because the church was helping people think about their front line, she thought, oh, this is my front line. And because she started to recognise it and then pray more intentionally about her granddaughter and about the conversations, then that's what happened. Conversations opened up over the dinner table about the Lord, and she was able to share her faith. And that wouldn't have happened if she didn't really realise and think that way through. So that's why we love the talk about front line.
Yeah, once you realise, actually, oh, I've got a front line, I do engage with the world somewhere, then the question is, well, so how can I do that? How can I do that fruitfully? So about 18 months ago, we put out Fruitfulness on the Front Line, after Life on the Front Line. I wonder what's coming next. We're about to talk about that.
Yeah.
And what that does is it just gives people a really simple framework, just sort of six things beginning with M, that helps them to imagine, okay, so here I am on my front line, what could I do? So it's things like modelling godly character, or making good work, ministering grace and love, moulding culture, being a mouthpiece for truth and justice, and being a messenger for the gospel. So it's a broad range, and it's amazing how that can just stir the imagination in people.
I mean, I love what you just said there, Roz, about people are not a project. And I mean, there's a kind of whole thing of friendship evangelism. In some respects, we know what people mean by being friendly, but it can also kind of be a little bit, oh, you know, I'll be your friend because I can share the faith with you, and that's really not what we're about.
No, not at all.
Right. So, I mean, it's important to state from the off that you're not envisaging, in particular, using work time for witness, other than the fact we are, like you say, we are a witness wherever we are. Mm. But you're not saying, you know, you should be sharing, spending 20 minutes to share your faith with, you know, when you should be doing the accounts or whatever.
So you are missional simply because the Lord lives in you. So
it's really we see it as integrating life, bringing everything together under God. So home and church and work and anything else, really. And so we work excellently and wholeheartedly because we're working for the Lord within the sort of systems and structures of our workplace. So really, we're not talking about a bolt-on, something extra to work. This is our work and the way we do it. It's how we treat our colleagues, the influence for good we can have in our organisations, you know, on how things are done there. So, for example, we might see something or experience something that we can see cuts across the values of the kingdom. Well, maybe there's something we can do to improve that. It could be as simple as countering gossip, or it may be something more systematic, like the way people get rewarded. And if we do get the opportunity to share how we follow Jesus, we learn to do that sensitively and naturally within the context that we're in and the people that we're talking to.
Yeah, totally. And I think, you know, it's not just about telling people about Jesus and the gospel, although that's important, obviously. You know, God is interested in the work we do. He's interested in the engineer, but he's interested in engineering. He is the ultimate engineer. Golly gosh, like if you think about it, you know, the way our bodies were designed and created, engineered, you know, it's amazing. You know, and God looked at what he had done and he said, it is good, when he created man and woman. And so it's not just that he thinks evangelism is good, or the Mission Week, or the Homeless Project, or the church in evangelistic courses that we put on, although they're all valid and excellent. But they're no more important to the Lord than making good work, than cleaning your home well, feeding customers in a restaurant, looking after people's money in a corporate investment bank, doing your work well is so important to God. And he demonstrated that right at the beginning of creation and throughout the Bible. It's demonstrated. So we just want to encourage people, you know, enjoy your work, do it well, honour God as you're doing it.
Well, as I intimated, many Christians find what the kind of things you're talking about a bit intimidating. I mean, you know, you've said it very well, but you know, but it still can be hard work if you're the only Christian in your office, or you're on a building site with, you know, with cursing, cursing fellow labourers with, you know, with you know, topless pictures on calendars in, you know, in mechanics offices and stuff like that, you know, so it can be a tough place to be. So it brings us to the resource that LICC has produced, and I understand it's kind of 8 weeks run over a year.
Yeah.
Is that
yes. It's actually, do you know what, Andy? It's not a course. It's not like a life on the front line or fruitfulness on the front line where it's like 8 sessions weekly. It's not like that at all. This is more of a journey where a team of people come together, and together you have 8 sessions over a year. So we encourage, this is what I love about this course, that it's not a quick fix. It's basically you meet together in about 5 or 6 weeks, and you come together and you put into practice what you've learned. So you'll watch a DVD, you go through the questions together, and then the idea is, you know, go back into your workplace, put what you've learned into practice, and then when you come back together in another 5 or 6 weeks, you're just going to be so encouraged by the testimonies that come out right from the get-go, and there'll be good news stories that you're able to share with each other. And we encourage people between those 5 or 6 weeks to keep in touch, to pray for one another around the issue that you've been looking at, and to share what's going on. It might be that you need a little bit extra prayer because you're standing up for something, you know, in your workplace, which is exciting. But the question we always encourage people to ask when they come back together is, where have you seen God at work in your work? Which is really encouraging. The answers to those questions are really encouraging. And so transforming work is a really practical approach to discipleship. And because the nature of the time frame of transforming work, it's geared to longevity, because it's not like an 8-week
right
course.
Understood. Yeah,
so it's long term, and because you're going to keep asking those questions, hopefully that you'll be doing that for years to come. Where have I seen God at work in my new workplace or with my new colleagues? So we're really excited about that, and it's an opportunity for Christ disciples to come together to be real, honest, learn to try new ways of implementing godly behavior. So if you want to know more, I just encourage you to log on to licc.org.uk/TW.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Leadership File with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Charles Hipsley, Director of the LICC Work Forum, and Ros Turner, who works with the LICC as the Transforming Work Product Champion. We'll be back just after this. Welcome back to Leadership File with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Charles Hipsley, the Director of the LICC Work Forum, and Ros Turner, who also works with LICC as the Transforming Work Product Champion. We're talking about Transforming Work, a new resource, a kind of a course, but a course with a difference, run over 8 weeks, run over a year. So lots of interaction with a group of people that then meet back and reflect upon their experiences in the workplace. Have I got that right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Good stuff. So, it sounds fascinating and interesting. How was the course produced?
Okay, thanks, Andy. Well, what we realised was actually to complement what's already available, which are a number of great courses, we needed to do something a little bit different. We needed to provide people with more than just helpful information, but a way to grow together as followers of Jesus' disciples over a period of time. And so what we did was we started with a group of just 10 people trying to work out, well, what is it that's going to help them in their everyday working environment? What's really going to work? And then we grew that, and we started to put together Transforming Work as a discipleship journey. So yes, it does have helpful information, but it also has a number of different practices that Ros has mentioned. That help people to go on that journey together over a year. And we piloted it with about 350 people stretching from Edinburgh to
Bristol. Wow, that's an impressive number. 350.
Yeah. all at once, I have to say.
No, no, sure. But that's a good sample. Yeah,
lots of different groups. So we're now, when we're about to launch it, we're confident that actually it does work. We can say hand on heart, you know, there will be impact if you do this together.
Mm. Fantastic. And so if I said, what does it do? I guess you kind of described that, but you've got particular kind of outcomes that you're in mind in terms of thought processes or the kind of person, you know, if you've gone through the course, what would be the outcome at the end?
Sure. Okay, well, what we try to do is a number of things. It's really centred on biblical wisdom. So the key thing we try to do is to help people to read the Bible with workers' eyes. So a lot of people struggle to see the relevance sometimes of the Bible, and we think we have a way that will help them to actually connect passages of the Bible with what they're doing every day. That's at the core. And then we also have a number of what we call conversation starters. So it's a group of five of us around a table, including Roz, myself, Mark Green, and Ruth Walker, who helped to start the course, and David, who's our project manager. We are just having a conversation around a topic like, you know, let's look at the culture of my workplace, how things get done, you know, what's good about it, what isn't so good, what could be done, what does the Bible have to say? And those are quite short, and they're intended really to start the conversation amongst this group of people together. So they will then spend a while in the group just kicking that stuff around and sharing between them, peer-to-peer, well, what works, or here's my situation, and, you know, and then they'll pray. So they'll have some Bible, they'll have some discussion, they'll have some prayer. And out of that, we give them some helpful approaches that are really practical and they can take away and try out. Mm. And so that's what they do in between then
okay.
and the next group.
I see.
And then they come back and say, okay, I tried it and it worked, or I tried it and actually, no, it didn't work. So what could we do differently?
Yeah. Okay. And that obviously that group supports one another, therefore, as you go, in terms of
exactly,
prayer support and you know, sadly, in larger churches where people don't get to know one another particularly, this becomes a quasi-small group, I guess.
It does. I've seen people who don't actually manage to get to small groups regularly. Mm. They do come to this.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, they're sort of drawn in a little bit from the edge, and they can see some relevance and get together as well as regular small groups. So it becomes a small group. And we encourage people to pray together in partnerships.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons for that is because you're talking about work, which is where most people spend most of their time. Mm. So it really does matter to people. So, yes, they want to do the course. And when they talk together, it's relevant. Oh, can this help me? So I can see, like you're saying, Charles, why people would engage a bit more than just general, you know, Bible study, I guess.
Yeah. So I suppose just to sort of come back to your question, we want to see transformation in the people that do the course, and we believe that will take place over time with God's help, but also that they then become agents of transformation. They have a transformational impact on their workplaces, on the people that they work with, and actually, in some cases, it changes the way they work itself, so on all those things together.
I mean, one way that it impacted myself, because I obviously have done the course, is simply by seeing the way that I worked on a Monday morning, banging off emails. And so one of the sessions really is about the way you work. So it's a real practical course. And I thought, gosh, yeah, I'm not very honouring to my colleagues in the way that I reply to emails. So now what I do is I kind of got a pad and I write down topics and then phone people or try and meet them face to face, actually, if that's on Skype or going to someone's office. So even for me, it's had an impact in my working life.
Yes, so there was a relational dimension to communication that sometimes email or text doesn't fulfil.
Exactly.
And it's by doing the course, by talking to people, by looking at the biblical, you know, going to the Bible and seeing what the Lord's, you know, has to say. Obviously, email isn't in the Bible and texting, but you can get the general flow. So it really is a practical, helpful course, and it's helped my life.
Good, and I'm imagining it's typically an evening kind of gathering, or could it...
It's quite flexible, actually. Mm. What we found is that some people choose to have brunch on a Saturday morning together.
Yeah.
Some people do it in an evening. Mm. It's really up to the group and what works well for them.
And there's you need a DVD player in the room, to obviously.
Yeah.
And that the what sort of length of DVD is it?
Okay, so you've got basically you've got a leader's pack for the guys that are steering people through. That's got a DVD on it, other conversation starter videos, and lots of stories of what got in the workplace. They're about 10 minutes, 12 minutes, the conversation starters. And so, you know, if you've got a laptop, you can play them, or if you've got a DVD and a telly, you can play them.
And the cost?
Well, it's a fantastic cost, everybody. It's going to be £15 for a manual, which comes, you know, it's a nice manual and it's got the DVD in it. So that's everything that you'll need. So within the DVD, you've obviously got the video that Charles has been talking about, but also we videoed people who are giving their life stories. You know, they've put this stuff into practice and they've allowed us to video them to show you actually the way it helps, the way it works out, so you can be encouraged by them and learn from them as well. And so if you buy two packs, it's £25, isn't it, Charles?
Am I saying this right?
Okay, great. So, you know, if you've got a large church, why not buy four packs for £50? There you go. And there is an app which we're so excited about. So on the app, you've got everything that you need between the courses. So as we said, it's between the sessions. So it's eight sessions over a whole year. So there's extra reading if you want to do that. And, you know, whether you're commuting, you might be on the tube, it's already downloadable on your app, so you can fill in, you can write your journal on the app. So that is free for anybody. But if you're going to do the course, all you have to do is unlock it for £4.99. So it's a little extra cost, but we encourage all group people who are in the group to get that. And that would just help us out. We spent quite a lot of money on this, haven't we?
What we've done is we've made the first session free on the app so people can try it out in terms of the session group to group materials, and if they like it and they want to do the course then they can unlock the rest.
So I'm a church leader, imagine. I mean, what would you suggest is the best way for me to utilize a course, to start running them myself, or to find individuals who could run them for me? What would you, is there an ideal?
Sure. Well, we love to see working people in churches actually empowered to do this stuff. And it's great. So we've seen church leaders and working people running these together, or church leaders finding working people in their congregation that have a heart to see people grow as disciples. Because all that they need, they don't have to do the teaching on the course. All they need is actually provided. They're just there to facilitate some conversation and to organise a few things. So a good way is to find a champion. There's also some training for them if they want it. Some tips. It's not serious training, but there's some tips and some how-tos on the DVD. So everything they need, and get going. And I personally have run a couple of these, and on one of them the church leader came and really enjoyed it. Just the interaction that they were able to have with their working folk, understanding their issues and what they face, and opportunities as well.
Terrific. Good. Well, that sounds fantastic. So thank you both for joining us. I think we've probably covered. Is there anything else to add that I've not?
Probably just to say that we are having a launch on the 23rd, which is not long. But if you're available and you'd like to come to the event, then do get in contact with Ros.
Yeah, ros.turner@licc.org.uk. And just to encourage you again to go to the website,
yes, please do.
Yeah, great. So it's www.licc.org.uk/TW, and all the information that you'll need will be on there.
Wonderful. Well, it does sound exciting, and as I say, the introduction to this show, you know, talked about the challenges, and I think this resource is starting to meet the challenges sometimes in people's minds as much as in their hearts. Fantastic. So thank you.
That's great. Thanks for inviting us to come and talk about it.
You've been listening to The Leadership File with me, Andy Peck. I was joined this week by Charles Hipsley, the director of the LICC Work Forum, and Ros Turner, who works with LICC as the Transforming Work product champion. That resource again is Transforming Work. Go to the website that we've just mentioned. I'll stick the website on the website if you find on the see the Premier radio website if you need that and the links through. So £15 for the manual and DVD. And let's hope and pray that this particular resource can help to change that trend that has been within the UK church for so long of the kind of sacred secular divide, that actually all should be for God, including our work. So thank you for listening. Do log on to Premier's website, go to the archive version of the Leadership File and listen to other recordings if you choose to do so. You can also subscribe via iTunes, via Premier, or by iTunes Direct. I hope very much that you'll join me again next Sunday at 3:30. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to The Leadership File on Premier. Andy Peck serves as a tutor at CWR, a Christian charity whose courses and publications aim to apply God's word to everyday life. Contact him via email apeck@cwr.org.uk.